पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता स्थिति की जय श्री प्रभुपाद की जय Bhagavad Gita chapter 3, heading Karma Yoga, text number 21. Jada jada chara ti srestas, tat tat ibetaro jana. Yashat pravanam kurute
Sayat pravanam kurute
Lokastad madhuvaratate
Lokastad madhuvaratate
Whatever action a great man performs, common men follow. And whatever standards he sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
So here Krishna is telling Arjuna very few people look into the activities before they do. Very people consider if this is good for me before they do. Majority of people follow others. Is it not? You see that in this world, if a notable person, a famous person, cut the hair this side and leave this side, the next day, the whole city is shaving their hair like that. If he dressed in a particular way, the next day, the whole people are dressing like that. The majority of people just follow. They don't consider if it is good or it is not good. They just follow. Very, very few people will look very carefully and consider before they do something. So Krishna is telling Arjuna, if you don't lead people by example, according to the scripture, you are going to lead majority of people to hell. Is that activity for a gentleman or a gentle lady? Is that a activity for a gentleman or a gentle lady? This is what Krishna is telling Arjuna here. Do something because people, you are a big general. Arjuna, your name is well known. If you go to the forest, majority of lazy people will follow you also. Do things according to the scripture and according to your nature. In this way, you will liberate people. This question is telling Arjuna. Is it clear? So Prabhupada explained that in the purport. People in general always require a leader who can teach the public by
practically.
A leader cannot teach the public to stop smoking if he himself
smokes.
Lord Chaitanya said that the teacher should behave
properly
before
he begins his teaching.
How do you call that?
Example.
Yes. Perfect character, good character. Right? Perfect character. Character is a teacher, the best teacher is character. In the Bible it is said, they said, remove the dirt in your eyes, right? Before you help another person to remove his or her own. The same thing, right? Do you read the Bible? Did you read the Bible? Yes. Example should be followed. Therefore, Lord Sabdev gave a powerful warning. Don't be a
father.
Spiritual master.
King.
Mother. Yes. Yes. Don't be a teacher. Anyone a teacher here? Lord Sam said, what did you teach?
Literature.
Huh?
English literature.
English literature. What is your leader's
store?
Where?
Sorry?
Where does English literature lead us to? The body had to take care of this body very nicely by juggling words.
But I got one of my students
there. So very good. Very good. So Lord Sabdev said, don't be a leader, don't be a mother, don't be a father, don't be a guru. If you don't have the qualification to lead them back home, back to Godhead, don't. Because every leader has 2/3 of the sinful activities of the citizens on his head. 2/3. And 1/6 of their good character. What is a good character in Kali Yuga? What is a good activities in Kali Yuga? So we only carry 2/3. 1/6 is not there. Because nobody does any wonderful thing in the material world. So Krishna is teaching here. Therefore, act in such a way that people will get elevated. Every devotee, I am a devotee, means what? Means that every of our activities are elevating ourselves and is also helping to elevate others. Not that I'm just chanting Hare Krishna. I just put on my dress and put on tilak. No, it is a great responsibility to be a devotee. That every of my activities are very elevating to myself and elevating others. Devotee, that's what it means. So we should look into our activities. Does it correspond with the scripture? Is it approved? Is it powerful enough to elevate any person who sees us, any person who hears us? When His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj was leaving the body, many of his governors and ghostesses were going. And each of them that came to him, he was giving them different things according to their nature. When His Holiness Bhakti Vrishambara Maharaj, Madhava Maharaj came, so Maharaj told him, you are a sannyasi? Your Excellency. Anywhere you go, make sure that your presence helps people to become Christian conscious. As a qualification to travel, visit here and there. If your presence cannot help people to increase their faith in Christian consciousness, then why are you a sannyasi? As a leader, teach by example. Not just by words, teach by example. One experienced Christian, he's very, very, very good, and his people love him. But he speaks very, very, very little. So one day some of the disciples met him and they said, "Father, we want you to preach, to speak every day to us. Every day." He said, "I am already doing that. I am preaching to all of you every day. But sometimes I speak." You understand? "I'm preaching every day to all of you, but sometimes
I speak.
What is that?
Behavior.
By seeing me here, by what I'm doing, I'm already preaching to you. Sometimes I speak. It's character, it's power. Be a leader who is leading from inside out, not from outside in. A leader must lead from inside out. All the great leaders in the world, that is their nature. They lead the people from inside, not from outside. Lead from inside means what? You see everyone to be part and parcel of Krishna and engage all of them in their self-interest. They look for the welfare of the citizen before they act. That's what Prabhupada is teaching. Krishna is teaching. One who teaches in that way is called Acharya, or the ideal teacher. Therefore, a teacher must follow the principles of scripture to teach the common man. The teacher cannot manufacture rules against these principles or revealed the revealed scriptures, like Manusamhita and similar books, similar orders, are considered the standard books to be followed by. Thus, the leader's teaching should be based on the principles of such. One who desires to improve himself must follow the practiced by the great teachers. The Srimad Bhagavatam also affirms that one should follow in the great, and that is a way of. Anyone knows that verse? Anyone knows that verse? Yeah. That's Mahabharat. That's Mahabharat. No, not that one. That is sixth canto. That's not one. They said, this one is in second canto. Second canto of Bhagavatam. Look at this. Etan nirvidya mananam ichatam akatu bayam joga nirpa nirnitam hare nama anukirtanam hare nama anukirtanam, after the ways of the acharyas, fully in the full step of the acharyas. The second canto of Bhagavatam. The king, or the executive head of a state, the father and the school teacher are all considered of the
innocent.
Why are they natural teachers? Why are they called natural teachers? Natural leaders. Natural leaders. Why are they natural leaders? The king or the executive head of state, the father and the school teacher are all considered to be natural leaders of the innocent people in general. All such natural leaders have a great to their dependent. Therefore, they must be conversant with the standard books of moral and why are they natural leaders?
Because they have followers of the book. So they have to be like
they have followers already.
Yes, like the leaders have followers, father have lessons. Teachers have students.
And king already have followers, so they have to lead. Okay. Whatever they have knowledge.
Thank you. Yes, bro. Natural leaders.
They are the representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Huh?
They are representatives of the Supreme Personality.
They are representative of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They are representative, yes. Yes. Representatives, yes.
They have responsibilities and they are responsible. And one more thing, the people will respect their words. Whatever they say, they respect usually to teachers or kings. So
yes. Yes. So respect teachers. So respect our leader, the president, yes.
By virtue of who they are, people are looking up to them, like a father has to, the family is looking up to him because he is the father.
Yes.
And the same thing for the teacher and the king, just by virtue of who they are.
Yes. 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 the leader, everybody accept this. Everybody accept this is our father. This is our father here. So his position is to lead. Just for them, their position is already there. The percentage may be different, but the position is already there. And just to enter there and do your duty. So they are naturally there as the leaders. And people naturally follow them. We go to school because we have faith that this is, right? This person is going to give me knowledge that will liberate me. All right, 22. Yes.
Maharaj, in our Islam movement, there is Diksha Guru and Shiksha Guru.
Yes.
So many of the devotees who get more association from Shiksha Guru and they get the guidance. So how will it be the responsibility? Like, we say like Diksha Guru is responsible for the disabled.
The Diksha Guru and the Shiksha Guru, they are the same. They are the same. They are not different. Because both of them are doing the same thing, teaching us back home, back to Godhead. In fact, for many devotees, they are going back home, back to Godhead depends on the Shiksha Guru, not on the Diksha. For many, majority of devotees. It's very rare you find your Diksha, who is also your Shiksha. Some fortunate souls they have that, but majority of people, Shiksha. And the one who dominates your life, the guru who dominates your life, either it's Diksha or Shiksha, one who dominates your life, from whom you get prema, that is your eternal guru, here and hereafter. You understand? Do you understand? Diksha guru and siksha guru, they are the same.
But Maharaj, why then shastras are like explaining that the acharyas are praying that the diksha and siksha guru, if they are the same?
The diksha guru and the siksha guru, they are the same. Are not different. The only difference is that the Diksha Guru must be only one. Shiksha can be many. That's the only difference. Otherwise, they are the same. And for majority of devotees, their Shiksha is going to help them back and back together. Alright? 22. Name parta sti kartavyam.
Name parta sti kartavyam.
Trisu lokesu kinchana.
Trisu lokesu kinchana.
Na na vaptam abaptavyam.
Na na vaptam abaptavyam.
Parta eva chakarmani.
There is no work prescribed for me in all the three planetary systems. Nor am I in quantum entity. Nor have I a need to obtain anything. And yet I am engaged in prescribed duties.
Yes. Who is speaking?
Krishna.
Krishna gave example of himself. I don't have duty. I have nothing to do here in the material world. But because I want to teach others by example, I am also acting. I'm acting. Okay, a devotee can say, Krishna, you are speaking like this. Your activities in Kurukshetra and your activities in Vrindavan, they seem contradictory. Right? They don't look the same. So what are you teaching us? How to resolve that? Take the instruction. Take the instruction. Why should we take the instruction? We should not imitate Ishwara. If you imitate Ishwara, you'll be destroyed. If you follow the instructions, you'll be saved. Although Krishna is the supreme person of God, he is fully independent. He can do anything and everything. Why not? If not, right? That is Krishna. He can do anything. We cannot challenge him. Therefore, let us take his instruction, because instruction is good for us. He is Ishwara. In other words, even if our leaders are bad, right? But they are telling us to chant Hare Krishna, we should do that. Right? Even the leaders are bad, they are telling you to chant Hare Krishna, keep the great principle. Even if they are not keeping and they are telling you to keep, let us keep. Let us follow. Because it will be for our own good. And there is intelligence in that, because if someone is doing something wrong, and I also follow to do something wrong, where will two of us be? In the wrong place. Therefore, let us take the instructions and be saved. Is it not? This is further. That he explained in Prabhupada, quoted the purport. second paragraph, last second paragraph. Okay, one, two. The second paragraph, Prabhupada said, since everything is in full opulence, in the personality of and existing in full truth, there is no duty for the Supreme Personality of Godhead to perform. In this 1, 2, 3, 4 slokas quoted here, look at the four slokas quoted here. Which one which is addressing what we are talking? Which one? No. Which one? Which one? There are four here. 1, 2, 3, 4. Four slokas here. Yes. Thank you. Natasya karyam karanam cha vidyate natal samastata abhyadikas cha vidishyate. One who must receive the result of work has some designated duty. But one who has nothing to achieve within the three planetary systems certainly has no duty. And yet Lord Krishna is engaged on the battlefield of Kurukshetra as the leader of the Kshatriyas, because the Kshatriyas are duty bound to give protection to the distressed. Although he is above all the regulations of the revealed scriptures, he does not do anything that violates the revealed scriptures.
Krishna means he accepted himself as a Vaishya, as we know. But and he is saying that over here also that I am engaged in my prescribed duties. But he is acting as a Brahmana now. He is God, giving guidance to Arjuna, Kshatriya. So
Krishna can be anything. Krishna can be anything. He can be anything. He already said that there's no work ascribed to me. There's nothing. What I have to do. Do you understand? Krishna already told us that he has nothing to do, but he's acting to show us the way. So either he's acting as a Brahmana, as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as a Sudra, or whatever, he's Krishna. It's Krishna. Chinaka Pandit said, if you see a gold in the hand of a chandala, what should you do? Take it. If you see a qualified and chaste lady from a Sudra family, what should you do? Marry her immediately. Is it not? Yes. So take the best from anything. That's intelligence. Take the best from anything, everything. You'll succeed. Take the instruction from Krishna. Either he's giving us as a Kshatriya, as a Vaishya, as whatever. Take the instruction and perfect our life. Right? 23. Yadi hyaham na bharateyam yatu karmanyatam drita mama vartmanu vartante manusha parata sarvasam.
For if I ever fail to engage in carefully performing prescribed duties, O Partha, certainly our mind would follow my heart.
Yes. In order to keep the balance of social tranquility for progress in spiritual life, there are traditional family meant for. Although such rules and regulations are for the conditioned souls and not because he descended to the principles of religion, he followed. Otherwise, common men will follow in his footsteps because He is the greatest authority. From the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is understood that Lord Krishna was and as required, where did he do that? In Dwarkadham. Alright? Krishna will wake up exactly. Every day, Krishna wakes up exactly 3 o'clock. Every day. And the wise will complain. We just lie down now. In not up to 5 minutes. They have been lying down since. But because it's very, very sweet, the time is relative. Time is relative. So we calculate, how do you calculate time? Past, present, and future. For a person who is suffering, how does time move?
Slow.
It's very, very slow. For a person who is enjoying, time moves so fast. So this relativity of time. So because we're enjoying the Supreme Lord, hours and hours, the whole day seems like no time. We just lie down now. But Krishna will still get up and perform his duty perfectly. So he's supreme in all respects. As a husband, he's supreme. Right? As a friend, he's supreme. As a child, he's supreme. Everything. In beauty, he's supreme. Intelligence, knowledge, he's supreme. In attraction, everything. In love, lovely dealings, he is supreme. In creation, everything is supreme. Everything. He did that perfectly. None of his wives complained. We cannot manage one wife and I complain. So many complaints. One wife, we cry. But Krishna married. Is that enough for Krishna? Is that enough? That's nothing. Okay, 24. Utside yuri me loka.
Utside yuri me loka.
Akaram karma chedaham. Sankara shacha karatashyam.
Sankara shacha karatashyam.
Upahadyam ima praja.
Upahadyam ima praja.
If I did not perform prescribed duties, all these words would be put to nation.
Mm-hmm.
I would be the cause of creating unwanted population, and I would thereby destroy the peace of all living beings.
So Krishna is telling Arjuna, if you don't perform your duty, you will create Varna Sankara, which Arjuna has been fearing. Arjuna was afraid of that. He was telling this to Krishna. So Krishna is telling him, you are speaking, but see, if you don't do your prescribed duty, what you are trying to avoid, that is what you are trying to do. By not doing your duty, that's what you are going to do. Varna Sankara, you are going to create if you don't do your duty. Prabhupada said in the purport, Varna Sankara is which disturbs the peace of the general society. In order to check this social disturbance, they have prescribed rules and by which the population can automatically become peaceful and organized for spiritual progress in life. Now, see what Papa said in the purport. We should always consider the position of the Ishwaras. Perfect. I have jumped. Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Oh, okay, let's take it back again. One should simply follow the instructions and see, it is approved here. You should follow the instructions, not imitate him. You should follow his instruction. Right here. One should simply follow the instructions of the Lord and his empowered servant. Their instructions are all good for us, and any intelligent person will perform them as instructed. However, one should guard against trying to their actions. One should not try to drink what is imitation and following? Imitation and following. Following and imitation. What does it mean? Copy. Yes. Okay. We are. Mayavadi. Mayavadi means what? Imitating. Okay. Imitation.
Imitate means to do as the person is doing, and instruction is to follow what the person is.
Yes. Yes. For example, what did I say something?
Pretending.
Okay, pretending. Pretending because you are not that person you are.
Yeah.
You are falling. Yes. If you are doing the drama of Narada Muni, what is that? That's imitation. Yes. That's imitation. And if you are following what Narada Muni teaches, that's following. Yes. Alright? So we shouldn't imitate Lord Shiva. Will die. But if you follow Lord Shiva, we'll be liberated. Yes. Acharya. Yes. This is asking what of the Acharyas. Yeah, we should follow the Acharyas. Everything, what they're telling us, and what they are doing that we can see, we should follow. No, following not imitating. If you want to dress like a guru, want to speak like a guru, that is imitation. You want to sleep less like a guru, that is imitation. You will sleep in the class. Right? You want to eat less like a guru, you have a stomach ulcer. But if you want to be very strict in your Christian consciousness as a guru is doing, that is following. That is good. In the scripture, in the sastra it is said that if you the guru speak, don't do like this, and you say, guru say, don't do like this. That's imitation. That is not good. You don't do it. You don't do that. It's not approved. Just use your voice and repeat what he said. That's okay. So we should not imitate Ishwara. We should follow Ishwaras. This is one of the reasons, the principal reason why the children of Lord Brahma laughed at him. The Prabhupada said, Brahma is Ishwara. To laugh at him because he did something wrong, it's an offense. All of them fell and became demons. All of Brahma's children who laughed at him when he was running after his daughter for sex, they fell down, all became demons. Why? Brahma is an Ishwara. Yes. Yes. We should not try to follow bad things. We should try to follow the right thing. Yeah, I know many people are breaking principle. What is wrong if I do it? You are a fool. To think that you are a fool, it means you have no intelligence. Can we tell Yamaraj like that? Yamaraj, can we tell him like that? Can we tell Yamaraj like that? Yeah, Yamaraj, you know, many people broke principle. That's why also I did. Can we tell him like that? He said, oh, very good. Come this side. This side, for those who are breaking principle. So please come here, join the group. As you follow them there, also follow them here. So we should imitate Ishwara, we should just follow them. Shakta karmanya vidvamso. Yatha kurvanti bharata. Kuryat vidvamsa tatha. Tatha saktas. Chikyesu loka sangraham.
Perform their duties with attachment to the self. The learner may enjoy the act, but without attachment, for the sake of making the work on the right path.
As the ignorant perform their duties with attachment to results, the learned may similarly act, but that attachment for the sake of on the right path. Right? Popa Topa said, a person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness are differentiated different desires. How do you know this person is a demon? This is a devotee. By their action. Because apart from Ravana, not all demons have 10 heads. Right? So you can say, okay, this one is a demon because it has 10 heads. You know? By the actions. The difference in our consciousness. This person is a demon. This person is a devotee. It's in consciousness. How we react to situations. See, a person in Krishna consciousness and a person not in Krishna consciousness, the difference is their desires. What do we desire? The desire we have is for Krishna, or the desire we have is for the senses. The devotees in Krishna consciousness, their desire is based on Krishna. A non-devotee, their desire is based on the body. What my body wants, what my senses are detecting. So we are struggling very hard to do that. Already Krishna has told us in chapter 2 that one who struggles to satisfy the material desire is a what? You will never be peaceful. But one who remain aloof and try not to do will become peaceful. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not, they are not following. Look at the purport. A Krishna conscious person does not do anything which is not. He may even act like the ignorant person who is too much attached to material activities, but one is engaged in such activities for the satisfaction of his, whereas the other is engaged for the satisfaction of Krishna. Therefore, A Krishna conscious person is required to show the people how to act and how to engage the result of action for the purpose of Krishna consciousness. Our Rupa Goswami, you are going to go to Dev Kadamba. A time Rupa Goswami was there writing his books. There was no fan, no electricity, no building. What was there? Only a tree. And the first time I went to that place, the mud reached the knee. We're going to go there wet bus. Isn't it? We're going to go there with buses or bus. We're not going to go there by walking. We're going to go there with buses. And some of us will go with a conditioned car. Right? Rupa Goswami was sitting there writing books. Is it not? He was writing books day and night. For what? For making money. To become famous. Is it not? To become famous. To make money. To make followers. Was he struggling, working so hard like that for? What's he working for?
For Krishna.
For Krishna to show us that we should, as we work so hard for sense gratification, we should transfer the same thing into Krishna. And we'll be successful. The same thing. Let us work very hard for Krishna. Instead of working very hard for our senses, we should work very hard for the senses of Krishna. And our own sense will become purified. We'll be happy and satisfied. It's the same thing. All right? Our Srila Prabhupada, he worked very hard. Sleepless night, writing books. So he can make money. Srila Prabhupada works very hard. He works very hard. Not sleeping. Sleep very little. To speak throughout the whole day about Krishna consciousness, to write books about Krishna consciousness. Just see. We should appreciate all of them by following in their footsteps. We should make the same sacrifice to teach others that the way to become successful in life is to engage every of our energy in Krishna consciousness. To be happy. Na buddhi bhedam janayet. Agyanam karma sanginam. Yosayat sarva karmani. Vidhan yukta samacharan.
Rather, by working in the spirit of devotion, we should engage them in all sorts of activities for the gradual development of Krishna consciousness.
Srila Prabhupada established life membership. Right? Life membership. Why? Where he is trying to engage hardcore karmis in Krishna consciousness, he can't tell them to renounce. He finds ways to connect people with Krishna consciousness. like membership. They may not come and sit down in their class, they're not going to chant, but to connect them, take their money and use them in Krishna, they get elevation. Prasadam distribution is for what? Prasadam distribution is for what? To get people connected to Krishna consciousness. And people who are coming to our temple to take prasadam, are there vegetarians in their house? All of them are vegetarians in their house? All of them are not smoking in their house? All of them? They're not smoking? They do. Let us see what is Krishna is speaking and how Prabhupada has made it, you know, visible that we can see in practice. See, Prabhupada knows that these people that are doing this, he finds some way to connect them with Krishna. Whatever they're doing, without telling them to give up. He devised so many ways to get people connected with Krishna.
Troubling me for a very long time because I've been into fundraising, and most of the people that I collected from are not following the Krishna conscious principles. They may be devotees in their own way.
Yes.
And they definitely drink, they smoke, and they may be non-vegetarian also, but because they're extremely, extremely wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and because when we spoke about the project and things, they donated very generously. Now, I was very confused and also a little disturbed because one side we talk about giving them Sukriti and asking them to donate, and they generously do it. But on the other side, we learned that we are not supposed to associate with the non-devotees. This morning also there was a question that don't eat prasad from the, or in what condition are you supposed to eat prasad in their houses? So this is, it somehow seems to be very unbalanced that one side we are going there to receive, take from them, and yet on the other side we have a little bit of a superiority complex that by associating with them or by eating with them we will, fall down. So how do we understand and how do we peacefully, bridge this?
Yes. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sita Mahaprabhu said, to associate with materialistic people, very, very dangerous. Rupa Goswami said the same thing. Association with people who have no interest in Krishna consciousness, very dangerous. So, how to balance it? How to balance that? Neophyte devotees should not go to them. Neophyte devotees should not go there. An experienced person who is trained should go there. An experienced devotee is what? One who can enter the water to catch the fish without getting wet. An experienced devotee, a spiritual warrior, he enters the water to catch the fish without getting wet. You understand? You understand? You should enter the water, catch the fish, but don't get wet. We should be trained to come to that level. Then we can go to them to find the way to connect them with Christians. The Prophet did. Srila Prabhupada has gone to a house of a materialistic people who have organized a preaching program for him. And at the end of the preaching, the family have made is it prasadam? Because there was onions in the food. Now devotees had to take prasadam and they noticed onions. So devotees look at each other. Resentment came in. And the host is waiting to see the devotees take his food. The onions is here. What to do? So they motion to Prabhupada, onions. So Prabhupada took it and put it, where's the onions? Ishwara. Ishwara. He entered the water, caught the fish, and not getting wet. That requires heavy level of practice, development. So let us elevate ourselves to that platform. Spiritual warriors. What it means? On our level, if we have to do that, it is risky. So Prabhupada said in the purport, the last part of the purport, although the ignorant man is not to be disturbed in his activities, a slightly developed Christian conscious person may directly be engaged in the service of the Lord without waiting for their Vedic formulas. For this fortunate man, there is no need to follow the Vedic rituals, because by direct Christian consciousness, one can have all the results one should otherwise derive from following one's prescribed duties. Developed. Yes.
This reminds me of two things actually. That one may give association but not take association. This is a very higher discipline that one has to eventually develop through practice. When we go out on preaching, we also know what we hear comes on us, but we don't have to accept, because we have been convinced with what we have done, number one. Number two, speaking of Srila Prabhupada, it's very difficult to understand the Kriya Mudra of a Vaishnava, like we have in Srila, because Vaishnava Kriya Mudra, Bhujana. For example, this reminds us of Srila Prabhupada who's sitting in a flight in the air hostess who's getting some drink in the glasses, which appeared like wine glasses, that Prabhupada had it. And the disciples said, Prabhupada, this is wine. Prabhupada consciousness was so high, Prabhupada said, I had it in order to engage her in my service. And similarly, we have another example where Prabhupada had been eating something and one air hostess came and said, Swamiji, please share with me. Prabhupada gave her his Mahaprasad, and a couple of years later, the devotees saw her sitting at the temple and chanting Hare Krishna.
Yes, Ishwara. Ishwara, he has the qualification. That's what we're discussing. In every association, there are two things. Every association. Either one is giving or you are taking. There's nothing like neutral, being neutral. No. You are getting or you are giving. Two things. For one who is superior, he's giving. He cannot take the contamination from others. The Prabhupada is demonstrating that. He's giving, as you say, not taking. But one who is not up to that level, you'll be taking. So, the point is, let us elevate ourselves by this process of Krishna consciousness and be strong to give to people. Let us give association to people without taking their contaminated association. We should be giving them purified association. That association will help them to elevate them in their Krishna consciousness, bring them up. That's the test of a devotee. All right? The test of a devotee. 27. Prakriti kriyamanani gunai kramani sarvasa ahankara vimbudhatma kartaham iti manyate.
The spirit soul, protected by the influence of God's ego, thinks itself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature.
Do you understand that? The spirit soul, bewildered by the influence of things himself, the doer of activities that are in actuality carried about the tremors of material nature. You understand? Who manufactured this eyeglass? Who manufactured this eyeglass? Optician. Who manufactured the eyeglass? The materialist. Yes, our scientists, right? So our scientists, they manufactured this. Is it not? So can we say that they don't do this? Can we say that they don't do it? Huh? They did. They manufactured this. Is it not true? Here Krishna said, that I in actuality carry out by the three modes of material nature. Accepting that I am the doer means what? False ego. How? Why? Why is it false ego? Because they manufacture. So why is it false ego? How is it false ego that somebody has manufactured eyeglass and I said, yes, I manufactured eyeglass. How is that false ego? Yes. How is it false ego? Yes.
If you not think that, he's not thinking that, then that fast.
Yes, Krishna is correct.
But has to go to the root cause of everything. He has a simple. He is not the creator.
Yes. The intelligence of the scientists come from who?
Krishna.
Krishna. The material with which you use in making the eyeglass come from who? Krishna. Our body, which we use in making everything, comes from Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is correct. Is it not? Krishna is correct. To say that it is false ego, to claim proprietorship over this is false ego. Correct? It's clear? So it's false ego. Yes. Yes, very good. Yes. Now, the question comes. If I slap you, please, I'm not a doer. I'm not a doer. The modes of ignorance. Not Krishna, the mood of ignorance did that, not me. It's not me. Right? It's a mood. This book is saying, in chapter 5 also you see the same thing. Chapter 5 you are going to see the same thing. So many verses Krishna is speaking like this. Everything is done by the three modes of nature. So the modes of nature, either ignorance or passion, made me to drive my car into you. Is it not? That's the mode. So, Prabhu, I am not the doer. Please, if you have to arrest somebody, arrest the mood of nature. Take the mood to court. And I'm free. Right? We can say like that. We can justify our deviation in this way. But are we correct? Are we correct to say like that? Krishna said here, the moods. Everything is done by the moods. And in chapter 18, Krishna is going to speak that several life souls does not get angry with people who offend them because they know this person is acting on the mood. Right? So it's a mood. So we take the mood to court. So we are not responsible, is it not? I'm not responsible for the wrong thing I have done because the moles did it. Is it not? So it's the mold, right? Whatever we do, we are free. Right? Eh? Why?
We have given free will. So that should be used properly.
Either I use it properly or not properly is a mode. I proper or not proper is not my business. It's a mode that is acting. What's Krishna is saying?
Yes. We don't understand what Krishna said.
Okay. Okay, so you need an explanation. All right. What is the question of intelligence here? Krishna said, Vimudha Atma. Vimudha. Kata Hamiti Maniate. So, what is the question of intelligence here? Yes, Prabhu.
If we know that the modes are working, then I'm not ignorant. I'm not going to be ignorant.
Okay, Prabhu said, we don't understand what Krishna is telling, so let us explain. Let us explain what Krishna is saying, what is happening. So if you look at this verse and some other few verses of similar nature, an ignorant person can think that, yes, we are not responsible for our sinful activities. Yet, we are seeing that we are suffering. So what are we suffering for? What are we suffering for? It's the reaction to our sinful activities, is it not? So if the mode are actually doing the things, why are we suffering? So we shouldn't be responsible. If the modes are acting, we shouldn't be responsible for it. We should be free. But the opposite is the case, that we are suffering for the sinful things we are doing. So how do we understand this? Yes, the modes of nature, the mode of nature are there, just like a river has what? The water and the current. Is it not? If you jump inside the water, what happens to you? The current will take you. Is it not? Will you blame the current? Why are you taking me? The current is taking you because you jump in there. If you are not there, the current will not take you. Is it not? If you jump in there, the current will take you. So the modes of nature are there. They don't invite us. We voluntarily came to this material world to enter into the modes. So although the modes are acting, we are responsible because we enter the modes. Is it clear?
And the question here is that we, right now we have a material body and we are ruled by the three modes. So how much of control do we have on that?
How much control do we have? Every one of us come to Krishna consciousness by the costless mercy of Krishna. It's a costless mercy that brought all of us to Krishna consciousness. Costless. Alright? It's a costless. Yes, Prabhu. Is it clear? You understand? Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
Karma is forcing us to have that action.
Yes. So we are helpless in the sense that the modes are just taking us and we are just following. For us to get freed from the modes, take to Krishna consciousness. Yes.
You said every devotee comes into Krishna consciousness due to causeless mercy of the Lord.
Yes.
So then one may ask, then why preach? Why do we preach then if it is just causeless mercy alone that one can become a devotee?
Yes. Why should we preach if everything Krishna's mercy, when Krishna likes, he will make me a devotee? So we should not preach, just wait. When Krishna likes, you don't make everybody devotee. Yes, that is also the extended costless mercy of Krishna. To get people who are helplessly working, suffering in this material world to get us connected with that mercy of Krishna, costless mercy of Krishna. To preach is costless mercy of Krishna. One who has no mercy cannot preach. We have mercy, we don't preach. We want to help people. To remind us, please, we are all suffering because of this. We have lost our connection with Krishna. Come here and get your freedom. So we are preaching for that purpose. To help people. Prabhupada is going to speak about this. Somewhere he said, no, we are going to reach there. So we should preach to get people connected, to create people's fortune, like Prabhupada did. If you are not going to America, what will have happened to all of us? Because of a costless mercy, he got all of us connected. Some people came from America, they came to India here to come and look for Krishna. They went everywhere, not Krishna. They went back to America and they got Krishna. Costless mercy. Yeah. So Prabhupada came. Yeah, see what you're looking for. I have it. Take. And he gave to us. And that's what we are enjoying now. So we should preach. When we preach, we are expanding the costless mercy of Krishna. We are extending that to many people. And people see devotees in the street chanting the holy name. Huh? They meet devotees. When it is time to leave the body, the theme of the activities will be played back. When they get to the time they meet Krishna, they leave the body at that time, and the next life become devotee.
So the endeavor to please is also costless.
It's costless mercy of Krishna. Yes, it's extended costless mercy. Krishna is extending his costless mercy. Preaching is meant for those who have compassion in the heart. A hard-hearted person cannot preach. Because it is different from a Mahabhagavat who does not preach, because he sees the soul. He doesn't see any contamination. He only sees the pure soul. He doesn't see the body. That's different. Therefore, for such a person to preach, he comes to Madhyam platform. So he'll be able to see the body and see the soul and preach Krishna consciousness, costless mercy for Krishna. The mercy is extended. Therefore, preaching, yes. So preaching. Those who have no compassion cannot preach. Yes. People whose heart are melting for the suffering condition, so they will preach. They will preach Krishna consciousness, people. Take Krishna consciousness. Heart-hearted people will not preach. Like selfish people, they chant Hare Krishna in their heart. Selfishness. A magnanimous person who chant Hare Krishna. In this way, and they plant the trees, everyone will hear the mantra and get purified. So Haridas Thakura used to chant like that. 100,000 very loud. 100,000 silently. 100,000 inside. It's magnanimity to preach. Yes, sir.
Srila Prabhupada was a Mahabhagavat.
Yes.
So, how he came to preach Krishna consciousness?
To preach Krishna consciousness, he came to Madhyam to preach to us. So he can see the body, you can see the soul. That does not mean that he has become Madhyam. He has fallen to Madhyam. No. It's only for service that doing that, that keeping their uttam, just to preach. It's a sacrifice they make for us. Alright? So Prabhupada says something in the Prabhupada. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in Krishna consciousness, working on the same, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a in their respective positions. A person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the world, everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by which works under the supervision of the materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes credit, takes all credit for doing everything, and that is a symptom of his illusions. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of under the order of the supreme, and as such his bodily and mental activity should be in Krishna consciousness. see another place? Prabhupada is differentiating. This is did in many places for the purport. The ignorant man forgets that the supreme personality of Godhead is known as Hrishikesh, or the master of the material body. For due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna. 28. Tatvabhittu Mahabaho Guna Karma Vibhagayo Guna Gunesu Vartante Iti Matvana Sajate.
One who is in knowledge of Absolute Guru, O mighty Brahma, does not engage himself with the sense and sense gratification. Knowing well the difference between the work in devotional and work in for the Supreme Personality.
One who is in knowledge of the Absolute Truth, O mighty Am, does not engage himself in the senses and sense gratification. Knowing well the differences between work and devotion and work for fruitive results. The knower of the Absolute Truth is convinced of his upward position in material association. He knows that he is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, and that his position should not be in the material creation. He knows his real identity as part and parcel of the Supreme, who is eternal bliss and knowledge. And he realizes that somehow or other he is entrapped in the material conception of life, in his pure state of existence. He is meant to dovetail his activities in devotional service to the Supreme. He therefore engages himself in activities of Krishna consciousness and becomes literally unattached to the activities of the material senses, which are all circumstantial and temporal. He knows that his material condition of life is under the supreme control of. Consequently, he is not disturbed by all kinds of material which he considers to be. Is it true with us? Is that true with us? How do we see our difficulties? Oh, Krishna, why me? Why not you? Right? Krishna, why me? It should be you, why not? Because we merited it. We merited the suffering, so Krishna gave it to us. Krishna does not cheat anyone. Krishna does not cheat anyone. So, the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee is in this. Devotees see difficulties differently. And non-devotees see difficulties differently. Devotees, when the difficulty, Kunti Devi, what was her consciousness? How does she see difficulties? She was very happy because in that difficulty, she told Lord Krishna, "See, my dear Krishna, when we are having all kinds of difficulties, you have been with us. Now we have gotten the kingdom and are leaving us. Therefore, it is better to have difficulties so that you always be with us." So, is that suffering? Is that suffering? For Kunti Devi, is that suffering? It is not. The vision is different. She has a different vision. But for inexperienced devotee, why me, Krishna? Why not others? It should be for others, not me. How do you call that? Ignorance. We're sending our bad luck to other people. But if you get a blessing, you will say, Krishna, why me? You will ask Krishna, why me? Why me, Krishna? Why are you giving me? Krishna, why do you give me this wonderful situation? Now we say, no, Krishna, you're not enough. Give me more. We are very ungrateful people. So ungrateful. The pure devotees that have a different consciousness, they sit in differently. Yes, Krishna, what I am passing through is not enough. You have kindly reduced it to this minimal. So thank you, Krishna. Thank you very much. Thank you. As you have suffered more than this, that you find in chapter 12, Bhagavad Gita, proper Sri Prabhupada, chapter 12, text 13 and 14, the purport. Krishna mentioned qualities of a devotee that makes a devotee very attractive to him. And all these things are the proper Sri Prabhupada. These are devotee things. And in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam, something is said there. A devotee thinks, how is this person my enemy? This person cannot be my enemy. After all, what can he do to me? What can he do to me? When my Lord, this is referring to Lord Ramachandra, this is Lord Ramachandra pastor. When Lord Ramachandra is here, what can you do to me? He's not my enemy. This is Krishna consciousness. We have this kind of mentality. It is different. So a devotee has a different mindset. That's what makes him or her distinguished as a devotee from non-devotee. The consciousness is different. He sees things differently. Krishna already described that. How a person in fixed Krishna consciousness sees things and does his things is different from the normal way normal people do their things. In other words, pure devotees seems to be, for example, in Kali Yuga, if you act like this, if you are very, very honest, if you are very, very humble, if you are very pure, how does people see you? Fool. You say, fool. I can cheat him. Right? That shouldn't stop us. That should not make us to change. It shouldn't. It should help us to remain what we are, devotees. He knows that his material condition of life is under the supreme control of the Lord. This is how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prayed with the last sistasaka. The last sistasaka. He said it. I want to hear it. That is very high. Very, very high. That is the ultimate. That is prema. That is prem. Here, on the level of prem, either you kill me or you embrace me, the same thing. The same thing. Doesn't make any difference. It's the same thing. There's a vision of a pure devotee. Yes. Sitting differently. Consequently, he is not disturbed by any kinds of material reactions which he considered to be the mercy of the Lord. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, one who knows the absolute truth in please look at it very carefully. According to Srimad Bhagavatam, one who knows the absolute truth. Not one. Eh? Prabhupada made a mistake here. Why not one? Why three? Because we're having difficulty digesting this. You see, it is here. It is here. I know it took us a long time that it was plain, but still, we couldn't digest it. See, Prabhupada said here, according to Srimad Bhagavatam, one who knows the absolute truth in three different futures, not one future, three different futures, namely, and is called Kalvit. For he knows also his own factual position in relationship. So, having difficulty understanding this means, are we taught of it? Means we are. We are not taught of it. We are not taught of it. Taught of it, he knows. All right, where's the question? Hare Krishna.
As a devotee, sometimes is not mature.
Huh?
A devotee sometimes is not mature in having some position.
Yes.
When he come out from his position, so he get disturbance.
Yes. To have a position in an immature state is punishment. Because instead of getting elevated, we will implicate ourselves. Devotees should be attached to service, but not position. Devotees should be attached to service, not attached to position. At an immature state, we are attached to position. And that will cause our downfall. Even for great personalities, if one is not mature, position is very, very dangerous. In fact, the best way to punish a person is to give him a position higher than his level. That's the best way to punish a person. To give him a big position. He will fall. It's a very nice story, but we don't have time to tell you this story. Very nice pastime of Lord Machanda about this. Very nice. Very nice pastime of Lord Machanda. And, okay, I'll tell you another one, a short one. That one is very long. I'll tell you the shorter one. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavatam, we're talking about Priyavrata Maharaj today. Priyavrata Maharaj, he was what? A sannyasi, and he was asked to get married. But because of his inner development was strong, powerful, the foundation of his Krishna consciousness is very strong, is pure, he never get distracted from his position. He did his duty perfectly and he maintained his level. Opposite of Priyavrata Maharaj is Maharaj Nahusha. Maharaj Nahusha. He was also a very saintly person. He was saintly and engaged in religious duties. He was doing it. He was really very high. He has forgotten desire for sanctification. He has forgotten. So when Indra had problem, the demigod looking around all the personalities at that time and looking at his quality, he said, yes, you should be our Indra. So they approached him. The demigods approached Maharaj Nahusha. At that time he was Nahusha, he's a sage. Please become our Indra. At first, take sanctification out of my life. Please, get up, get back, get back. They begged him, please, our king is in problem. Please help us. The duty of those who are very strong is what? To protect those who are weak. You are spiritually very strong and we need a leader. You should come and help us. Just do us this service. After pleading for some time, Nahusha agreed. Okay, no problem. The service, all right. So he came from his hermitage. From his hermitage, he came to the palace of Indra. When he looked at the opulence, this is wonderful. This is great. Oh, very nice. Thank you very much. Thank you. All his spiritual practice is now at stake. So, just for one day, he managed that position for one day. The next day, he called all the demigods together. Say, yes, all of you give me this position. Say, yes. And you have given me this palace as my office. Yes. What about the queen? What is the use of having a kingdom without the queen? You gave me Indra's position. So bring the wife. Make it complete. The demigod became, hey, we thought we have solved our problem. Now we have fallen into a deep problem. What to do? Bring Sachi Devi here to complete the palace. Hey, the demigod, what to do? What to do? They cannot go to Sachi Devi to tell her this. And at the same time, they cannot say no to the king. He's a king. What to do? Somehow or other, they managed to pass on the message to Sachi Devi. As soon as he heard this, he cried, how can I ever do this? She cried and cried. She's crying, but that has nothing to do with Nahusha Maharaj is waiting for her. So having no shelter, when a devotee have difficulty, what do we do? They have difficulty beyond, what do we do? Go to a special master. So Sachi Devi went to Brihaspati. Gurudev, please, what can I do? Please help me. So Brihaspati looked into the situation. Oh, this man is intoxicated by the position. Therefore, he wants to destroy the result of all his spiritual austerity had been performing for years. This man wants to destroy it. But there's no way we can do to help him because he's bent on having Sachi there. There are so many other queens there he doesn't want. Only Sachi he wanted. Because the kingdom, the position, it's a great intoxication. Position. For a conditioned soul, it's a great impediment. So Brihaspati said, tell all the demigods to come. So the demigods came. So he said, all of you should go to Maharaj Nahusha, tell him that Sachi Devi have agreed to come as his wife. But as a queen, she want to be carried on palanquin. And the personalities to carry this palanquin should be great sages. One of them is Garcia Muni. Garcia Muni, you know Garcia Muni? You know? Do you know Garcia Muni? Garcia Muni, if you put Mount Meru here, and put Garcia Muni here, Garcia Muni will bring down the scale. But the weight of his spiritual austerity, spiritual ability, he gave Lord Machanda a weapon to kill Ravana. That person is Okari Nahusa. So, they made the arrangement. So, he told Sachi Devi, now you send message to Maharaj Nahusa that you are ready to come today. You are ready to come. Both of you should be carried on a palanquin. Immediately upon hearing this, he was very happy. Yes, yes. Make the arrangement. All the sages came. And Nahusa climbed on the palanquin with Sachi. She climbed on it. As they were carrying the king and the queen, like Jat Bharat. Nahusa was enjoying the queen. Let's get home on time. As he was thinking that way, he forgot that his leg is off the palanquin and touch Garcia Muni. Garcia Muni looked up and saw. So what? You are so envious like Sarpa. Sarpa? Yes. Snake. So it is better for you to become and immediately that's how he fell from his position. Sachi was saved. Hare Krishna. Continue tomorrow. Okay, what is the question? Sorry.
This devotee, the Navo, he fall off because not his own desire, first of all. So how can we consider the fall down?
Not his desire?
Beginning, he wasn't desired to come into heaven.
Yes, he didn't desire, but position intoxicated him. The position. It's a position, that's the main thing. The problem is the position intoxicated him and he was off balance. Meaning that if the foundation of our Christian consciousness is not strong, we will not pass the test. So let us solidify the foundation of our Christian consciousness. The foundation will be very strong. Whatever comes, we'll be able to have the strength to maintain it. Right? So he didn't maintain his position because his devotion was not strong. So once sanctification was played before him, yes, thank you. Like a brahmachari who is practicing austerity but is regretting. He's regretting, oh, it's not better I get married. Oh. Hare Krishna. We didn't do this.